Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, today I want to talk about a subject that, I don't know, I think it's important. Well, I think all the subjects are important when we talk about Scripture, but today I want to really talk about why we are worthy. If you're listening to this, I want you to know why you're worthy, right? And I started really doing this and thinking about this topic because, you know, we go to the rescue mission a lot. Well, once a month we go and we talk to people and we minister to them and we have sermons and preach and worship music. But one of the common things that we always say at the rescue mission is that you're loved, you know, you matter, that you're worthy. And so today, you know, I just want to talk about that. I think that it's important that if you're listening, that you recognize it, that you are worthy. And so the scripture I want to use today is a parable, right? It's Matthew 13:44-46, and this is the parable of the hidden treasure and pearl. So we're just going to jump right in, right? Verse 44 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. And when a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought that field." And then verse 45, again, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls." And then in verse 46, it says, "When he found one of great value, he went away, sold everything that he had, and he bought it." So what I'm suggesting today is that you're the treasure hidden in the field of the world, and that you are that pearl, right? That fine pearl that Jesus went and searched for, and he paid for with everything that he had. He paid for it by giving his whole life in order to buy you. In order to buy you, he purchased you out of sin with his life. He took all of our burden, all of our pain, all of our suffering on the cross when we didn't deserve it. That's why you're worthy. God values you, and he sees you as this ultimate worth, this ultimate value, because he loves you. God is seeking and searching for what he loves, and what he loves is all of us. Everyone listening, everyone in the country, everyone in the world, everyone who could hear this, and everyone who can't, right? God loves you. He loves all of us. And we can just start in Genesis, right? We can just start in Genesis and listen to what God says. In Genesis 1:31, it says, "Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good." Here he is, right? Here's God, the creator, saying how good everything is. And that includes humanity, because he had created Adam and Eve. And remember, he said it was very good. And then we can look ahead in Psalm 139:14, where we learn that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is a reference to God's creation, and the psalmist praises God. "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." That's Psalms 139:13-14. You know, and then also in Psalms 8:3-4, King David is basically saying, "God, the value you place on me, well, it's almost too good to be true." You know, most translators say that the best translation is not actually heavenly beings or angels, but the best translation is God. God's word said he made us very good, a great value, a great worth in his sight. But what does the world say? What does the world say about your worth? The world system sees all humanity as trash to be thrown out. And unfortunately, not only have non-believers bought into this world evaluation of themselves, so have some Christian believers as well. So have some people who walk with Christ. Sometimes they believe that they're just trash to be thrown out. Here's the thing. If that's how you feel, you've believed the lie. You are. You're believing the lie. And I'm going to be honest with you. For many years, I believed that lie too, right? I believed that I was trash. You've accepted the world's price tag, right? That you're unworthy, that you have no value. That's the price tag the world has placed on us is that we are worthless. The sad thing is that we accept it sometimes. Throughout our lives, we learn that a person's value is determined on how well they perform. How well you perform in school when you're little, how well you perform in sports, how well you perform in college, how well you perform in your job. Everybody puts this worldly truth on you. It's just a worldly truth when you're not walking in Christ. You know, you could have learned it from your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your family, society. It even happens in the church, right? Sometimes the people in the church want you to perform to a certain standard that they have. Not that what God has. And if you don't perform to the standard of what that individual person has within the walls of that building, maybe they don't think you're worthy. They don't think you're worthy of God. And for me, the performance was never good enough. I could never do enough to be worthy. So for me personally, the feelings of worthlessness, I personally accepted them. That was part of my natural life. And it didn't have to be. God didn't mean me to feel worthless. And, you know, look, I'm going to be transparent. There are still times today that I don't feel worthy, that I don't feel worthy of love, that I don't feel worthy of what I have in my life, that I don't feel worthy of my wife, that I don't feel worthy of what Christ did for me. But that's the lie that this world and the Satan is telling. So what's the truth? If that's the lie, what's the truth? Who knows the truth? Does the world? Maybe that's your feeling, that the world knows the truth. Or does God know the truth? But I'm going to tell you, the truth is this, right? Christ, Jesus Christ, having found you as a hidden treasure, when the world saw you as worthless, when the world saw you as a piece of nothing more than costume jewelry, Jesus Christ sold everything that he had. He gave up all of it for you. That's why you're worthy. That's why you're worthy according to God. Now, look, a quick fact, because I make the statement about truth. And whenever I make a statement about truth, somebody says, well, that's true for you, but not for me, or truth is relative to one's culture, or you can't judge my truth, or whatever it is, right? The bottom line is this, I don't care what anybody thinks, there is only one truth, there is no middle ground. You know, if I work for 8 hours for you, and you agree to pay me $10 an hour, at the end of the day, you're going to give me $80 for work, right? But what if I tell you, well, that's the wrong amount. You owe me $800. You're going to say, well, that's wrong. I'm going to say my truth is that 10 times 8 is 800, not 80. So does that make it accurate? I mean, that's my truth, right? No, of course it doesn't. There's one truth, right? It doesn't. A cannot be A and B at the same time. There's no in between. Truth cannot contradict itself. Like I said, if I said I don't exist, is that true? If I said you can't hear me, is that true? I'm sitting here talking to you. But the truth is, I exist. Right? Truth can't contradict itself. So logically, it's not accurate. And the truth is that I exist and I am here on this podcast today. You can hear me. All right. So I kind of wandered off a little bit. So God knew the truth, right? And what I should probably say, a more accurate way to say it is like God is the truth, right? Acts 22:28 states that God purchased you with his own blood. Which he bought with his own blood, right? Philippians 2:6-8 explains to us how, in fact, Christ, God's son, did give up all that he was, and he came to earth for you and me. And in Galatians 2:20, it goes on to talk about that Jesus delivered himself up for you. I mean, Paul puts this in the singular as one person, right? Paul says, me. But no longer are you lost as a tiny part of everybody, right? He did it for you specifically. Christ did all this because he knew the truth. He decided the truth. He valued you above all that he had, above life itself. He decided that you were a treasure. The question is this. How is it that you became a treasure? Can you make yourself a treasure? Well, of course not, right? You're a treasure that God chose. He chose to place value on you apart from anything that you do. God in his sovereignty decided that you're a hidden treasure, a person of value and worth. And you just have to seek him and accept him. Now, look, if God, given all that he had, gave the very life of his son to buy you, to purchase you, to cover your sin, then he's saying you're worth Christ to him. You're worth everything. And if God says you're special, and he does, if God says you're a pearl, a fine pearl is the words, right? A hidden treasure. If you're a fine pearl worth Jesus to him, what do you have to say about yourself? What would you say about yourself? We all have went through hard times and done things we're not proud of. Look at it like this. It has nothing to do with how well or how poorly you have performed, how you look, how you don't look, the color of your skin, anything like that. The work that you do, the good deeds, the works, whatever you want to call it, has nothing to do with any of that. It's simply that God has placed value on you from the very beginning. So the key to our spiritual growth and maturity is accepting what we are worth. That's a hard top. Like it's a hard concept to follow, right? That we have to accept that we have to accept what we're worth. Because sometimes we don't, you know, the world tells us that we're just trash to throw away. It's a fact that you have to receive. It's not a question if you can receive it, but will you receive it? That's the question, because everybody can. There's not a question of if. The question is will. Will you receive that? Will you believe and accept and understand what you are worth? Will you receive the truth that God says you have great worth and that you are a value to him? Will you receive his value and worth for you? Will you receive his love? Will you receive his acceptance apart from anything you can do for him? He doesn't need you to do anything for him but love him, accept him, say yes. In spite of everything that you've done against him. Will you choose to believe that in spite of your circumstances, in spite of your emotions, that God loves you, that you are worthy? I started this by saying there's three common things that we tell people. You are loved, you matter, you are worthy. I'm telling you today that you are the treasure hidden in the field. You are the fine pearl. That the treasure that he sold everything to buy the field. The fine pearl that he sold everything to buy. That's who you are. God values you, and he sees you with the of the ultimate worth and value because he loves you. Never forget that. Never forget Genesis 1:31. Then God looked over all he had made and he saw that it was very good. This is the creator of everything. And he looked at you and said, you're good. He chose you before you were a twinkle in your parents' eyes. He adopted you to the kingdom of heaven. You are worthy. You matter. God loves you. You don't have to earn it. You just have to accept it. This is Rick with the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, go subscribe on whatever podcast platform of choice you have. Give us a rating, a like, a thumbs up, whatever that may be. And hey, until next week, love God and love people.